Leeuwenhoek himself occasionally got carried away with his enthusiasms. In one of his least successful experiments, he tried to study the explosive properties of gunpowder by observing a small blast at close range. He nearly blinded himself in the process. In 1683, Leeuwenhoek discovered bacteria, but that was about as far as progress could get for the next century and a half because of the limitations of microscope technology. Not until 1831 would anyone first see the nucleus of a cell. It was found by the Scottish botanist Robert Brown, that frequent but always shadowy visitor to the history of science. Brown, who lived from 1773 to 1858, called it nucleus from the Latin nucula, meaning little nut or kernel. Not until 1839, however, did anyone realize that all living matter is cellular. It was Theodor Schwann, a German, who had this insight, and it was not only comparatively late, as scientific insights go, but not widely embraced at first. It wasn't until the 1860s and some landmark work by Louis Pasteur in France that it was shown conclusively that life cannot arise spontaneously, but must come from pre-existing cells. The belief became known as the cell theory, and it is the basis of all modern biology.